Good morning. Skies were clear to partly cloudy overnight, and most everyone starting off in the 40s to around 50 early this morning. The deep trough of low pressure that brought the cool and wet weather for a good chunk of the holiday weekend is now pivoting through the Canadian Maritimes, so we have a brief reprieve. However, energy is already heading in our direction from the Great Lakes and will move through northern New York and New England today. In these locations, we have the risk of a scattered shower, but generally dry, and the rest of the region, including the North Country, will be partly sunny, and temperatures will be back towards seasonal averages and mainly in the lower to mid-70s for daytime highs. It'll be dry and partly cloudy tonight, with lows dipping back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. On Wednesday, another area of low pressure will head in our direction. The energy pushing through could touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. That trough will yield another bout of energy, which will be more potent than the previous one on Thursday. And this will be the best chance at more showers and thunderstorms across the area. When it's not raining, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs will be back into the mid-70s. Still some energy that'll have to move through on Friday, so we'll continue at least the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 80. At this point, a ridge of high pressure will finally build into the region, keeping it mainly dry. The upcoming weekend will show a warming trend as well, with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday. Highs will be in the middle and even some upper 80s. It'll be near 90 with mostly sunny skies on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level pattern across the lower 48 will feature ridging over the west while troughing slowly edges east atop the Great Plains and Mississippi River Valley. The western ridge will support hot and dry weather, with temperatures continuing to soar through Wednesday. Excessive heat watches and warnings and heat advisories are already in place across portions of Washington, Oregon, California, and southern Nevada, as readings will be well into the 90s to even over 100 degrees. The greatest departures from average will be 20 to 30 degrees above normal for highs across the Northwest, where quite a few records are forecast on Wednesday. Meanwhile, across the southern plains, conditions will remain unsettled in the vicinity of a slow-moving low and associated front that's forecast to move east into the middle of the week. Above average moisture and weak upper level impulses will help support showers and storms that'll track into the Mississippi and Ohio valleys, bringing both the possibility of severe weather and flash flooding. Through Wednesday, the threat for severe thunderstorms will include southwestern Texas into eastern New Mexico, where sufficient wind shear and daytime heating will allow for an increase in coverage of severe storms with an elevated chance for large hail and damaging winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, with a northwest wind at 45 gusting to 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 47, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 53. That's 11 degrees below normal. No rainfall yesterday. We finished the month of May with 3.07 inches, just 34 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 12.41 inches for the year, which is 2.08 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 94, set in 1895 and in 1918, and the record low, 35, in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:27 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-70s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny near 80. And a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday in the middle to upper 80s. And with partly sunny skies, highs will be near 90 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.